Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Lift up your voice, let's appreciate Jesus once again. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. Thank him and thank him. Bless his holy name. What a glorious day for the Christian kingdom. Thank him and thank him. For his resurrection is what gives us hope. Somebody thank this Jesus. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Give all thanks unto his holy name. Give all thanks unto his holy name. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Christ is risen. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Somebody appreciate this good God. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him for what he said for you today. What is said for you today, give all thanks unto his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at something in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, the NLT. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 17. Listen to it carefully. If Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless and you are so guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. If he has not been raised, we are useless, as the NLT puts it. Our faith is useless. And those who have died believing in Christ, they've lost out. But hear the good news. He died and he resurrected. I told somebody celebrate him. That is our confidence. Somebody said, that's my confidence.
That is my confidence.
If he had not risen, we are useless. We have no hope. Why are we serving God? If there is no resurrection, why are we serving God? But he died. And the greatest enemy could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, where all the forces gathered to stop him from resurrecting, he came out of them. He came out from them. No power was able to tie him down. What I want to say to you, from today, no force of evil will tie you down. Because he resurrected, you are coming out of that grave. You are coming out of that grave. You are coming out of that grave. The grave is open. The grave is open. The grave of captivity is open. Somebody declare to yourself, I am out.
For death could not hold him captive. Oh, even in the grave.
Jesus is love.
Jesus is love.
Hold
me. Death could
thank you. Thank you for making us witness the resurrection power of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for what you sent him to accomplish. Thank him, Lord, for breaking and opening up the graves. Thank you, Lord, for the release of our blessings today. Daddy, once again, we have gathered before you. Send us thy word. Let the power of the resurrection make meaning to everyone. Let everyone be visited. Let everyone be imparted. Grant us spiritual understanding into this teaching. And by the teachings of today, Lord, elevate your people into realms of authority. Let the resurrected Christ, the power at work, that power that brought him from the dead, be manifested in everyone's life. Holy Ghost, take over the service. Glorify yourself. Magnify yourself. And let your name alone be praised. In this service, let the sick be healed. Let the afflicted be set free. Let the captivity be liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your presence. And thank you for what you are sent to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Welcome your neighbor to your left and right. Happy, happy Easter celebration. Happy Easter. Want to appreciate God and His servant in the house for the privilege to bring on towards the teaching for this second service. Our topic is on understanding the power of his resurrection. Understanding the power of his resurrection. Understanding the power of his resurrection. And we have the sevenfold redemptive blessings that Jesus came to release unto us. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Revelation 5, verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. Somebody say power. Riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. And blessing. There are seven in all. So this week, the next 7 days, you'll be dangerously visited. Seven redemptive blessings. So Monday, you are entitled to power. Somebody say power. Tuesday, you are entitled to riches. Wednesday, you are entitled to wisdom. Thursday, you are entitled to strength. Friday, you are entitled to honor. Saturday, you are entitled to glory. And Sunday, we are coming with the blessings. Somebody say, I'm coming with the blessings. So these 7 days, God will dangerously daze you. Every day will speak positive in your life. A day will never run dry in your life. He resurrected and he gave all these blessings unto us. Is God not a humorous God? He has 7 days and he gave us 7 things. So this week, my God, your God, will dignify you. Philippians 3 verse 10. Philippians 3 verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That I may know. So according to scripture, every believer is expected or ordained to experience the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. Look at 1 Corinthians 15 verse 22. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 22. For as in Adam, all die. Even so in Christ shall all be made what? Be made what? So by the power of resurrection, everyone in Christ is made to be alive. Whatever that is dead in your life is coming back to life. Dead in your business is coming back to life. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Matthew 27, verse 50. Jesus, when he has cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Verse 52. And the graves were open. Somebody say, my graves have been open. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection. After his restoration, they came out of the grave by the power of the resurrection. Can you see how powerful the resurrection power is? They came out and they appear unto many. Whatever that is stopping you from being celebrated, the power of resurrection will act on your behalf. The grave represents a state of hopelessness. Hopelessness. When you are at the verge of giving up, it looks like everything is against you. But I have good news for you. The mistake that the devil made, that he has allowed you to see this day. So whatever that was a challenge, the power of his resurrection will work for you. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14, we know about the dry bones. Where you were very dry, everything was lost. But when you jump to verse 11, 37 verse 11, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. We are cut off from our paths. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, today I will open your graves. I didn't hear a bigger amen. Amen. My people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your grave, oh my people, and I am bringing you out of that grave. Any grave of captivity, you have escaped. Grave of frustration, you have escaped. Grave of harassment, you have escaped. In this service, your grave will be open. I say your grave will be open. That is why we need understanding of the power of his resurrection. What you don't understand, you cannot manifest. What you don't understand, we need to understand the power of his resurrection. Understand means to see clearly. To see clearly. When you are speaking to somebody and he say, oh, I see. He can see very clearly. I believe God that our spiritual understanding will open today. The depth of your understanding will determine the height of your manifestation. The depth of your understanding will determine your height of manifestation. If you want to manifest the power of his resurrection, your understanding must come forth. And I believe God, everyone's spiritual eyes will be open. To know the truth is good. To know the truth is good. But to understand is powerful. Somebody say powerful. What you understand gives you dominion, gives you authority, gives you the confidence. So from today, anybody that dares you that you are not coming out of that challenge, they will live to celebrate your testimony. The resurrection is the hiding place of God exceeding great power. The hiding place of God's exceeding great power. Is a secret where resurrection is a secret place where God's exceeding great power is revealed and manifested. Hear me. Resurrection is not just an event,
is the ultimate revelation of God's power at work. God's power at work. So don't see it as a celebration. You'll be confounded. See it as a demonstration of his power. Yesterday, those of us who were connected, we saw the power at work. God always go ahead to confirm his word. One of our sisters that shared testimony. Those who are not here, go and watch, connect back and look, hear the testimony. Their granddad came to visit them. And in a service, while the teaching was going on, there was a call to her that the man is attacked. In fact, he has given up. When he went, the hands are folded, the mouth are closed. After the service, she caught the revelation that you are in a living faith. So you can't be in the living faith and die in your faith. She went back home. That was yesterday, after the morning session. People were in the house. As soon as she entered, she asked everybody to leave the house, the room. Sent everybody out of the room. Went into the room where the dead man was with the children. And according to her testimony, they have to force her mouth open. Open the mouth. Pour the oil in her mouth. And he jogged back to life. I thought you are celebrating Jesus for that. Somebody say the power of the resurrection. The hands were folded. He used the mantle and all the hands became straight. And the dad was asking, hey, where am I? Where have I been? They started celebrating Jesus on the spot. Hear me, nothing dies in your life. Nothing dies in your family. The resurrection power will be manifested in your life. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Ephesians 1, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the seed. Look at verse 19. We are all going to read that together now. Let's go. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Let's go on. Verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ. When he what? Raised him from the dead. Set him at his own right hand. In where? So the power that brought Christ from the dead is what we call the resurrected power. And we know the enemy, the death, is the last enemy. So if death has been conquered and he lives, you shall also live. Declare to yourself, I will live. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Colossians 2, verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, where ye also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, which raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sin and in circumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Look at verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way. When what did he do? Nailing it to the cross. Any form of handwriting contrary to what Jesus died for and is manifesting in your life, today they are nailed on the cross. Sickness, nailed on the cross. Stagnation, nailed on the cross. Frustration, nailed on the cross. Anything contrary. Don't see yourself as a failure again. Don't see yourself as a person that I cannot progress. By the resurrection power coming upon you today, whatever that has been stagnating will gain motion. Every form of frustrations in your life will turn into celebration. Let the amen show it. Amen. Our covenant access to the power of his resurrection is revelation. Somebody say revelation. Revelation. It's when God opened your eyes to see the truth the way he sees it. That is revelation. When he opens your eyes to see the truth the way he sees it, as you see it. Now, the truth is, by the resurrection power, the graves have been opened. So if you can see that truth as God is seeing, no devil can tie you down again. From today, your life will be celebrated. Your life will be celebrated. That is what Philippians 3 verse 10, that I may know him personally. I may know him. Not everybody wants to know him, but you today, you will know him and encounter him. What again are we looking at? This is why the first miracle Christ performed after he rose from the dead was an eye-opening miracle. If not, they will not understand the essence of his resurrection. Eye-opening, so that their eyes will be open. Look at Luke chapter 24, verse 30 to 31. Luke 24, verse 30 to 31. And it came to pass, as he sat with them, he took bread, blessed it, break it, gave it to them, and their eyes were open, and they knew him. When he jumped to verse 45 of the same chapter, verse 45, Luke 24, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Today, your eyes will be open. With our access to revelation through the power of resurrection, our lives continue to go from glory to glory. I have good news for you. You will never suffer shame again. I say you will never suffer shame again. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord. And what happened? We are changed into what? The same image. From where? Glory to glory. From where? From where? From where? By what? The Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God today is going to reposition you. It's going to reposition you. I want your spiritual understanding to be very clear. Begin to see your future in these scriptures to create a future for yourself. Begin to see it. It says, as we continue to behold him, we are changing. So you are change in progress. That is why I don't want you to be bothered about where you are. Be mindful of where God is taking you. Because you are changing. Somebody says, I'm changing. So one step at a time. So don't let the devil confuse you. Because it has not worked, does not mean it will not work. Everything works together for your good. Even in a negative situation, it is working together for your good. I pray that your change will be visible for all to see. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness. But the Lord shall rise upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon thee. And by this glory, look at verse 8. Who are these that fly? So by the glory coming upon you, you are no longer going to walk. You are not going to run, but you are going to fly. That is why the Easter faith conversion is what? Wings of what? What do we use wings for? What do we use wings for? And Isaiah chapter 60 verse 8, it says you are like a dove. Because of the glory upon you, you will start flying. No more limitation. No more limitation. And by this glory, look at verse 15. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through you, but I, God, I will make thee an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. Then verse 22, a little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation, and by the power of light I will hasten to perform it. That will be your testimony from today. Now, quickly, I want your eyes to catch these things. What is in the power of the resurrection? What do we have in it? Seven things. Somebody say seven. How many days in a week? And how many things are you taking home? You have taken seven already. I'm going to add another seven now. So every day is fully loaded for you. I say every day is what? Fully loaded for you. When we understand from scriptures the power of his resurrection, and it provokes a change in every area of our lives. Look at 1 John 4 verse 17. 1 John 4 verse 17, before we take them. Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, So are we. Where? So whatever you can see in Christ is your portion. Whatever you can see in his life, you must take it home today. First, what is it? We are empowered to walk in the newness of life. First, we are empowered to walk in the newness of life. You are empowered to walk in the newness of life. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. So the power of resurrection is not only to be believed, it's to be lived. You are not just to believe it, you must live it. You must live it. Look at Romans 6, verse 4. Romans 6, verse 4. How do we live it? By reflecting Christ in every area of our life. Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that as like Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we are also should walk in what? Newness of life. Somebody say newness of life. So that means resurrection power produces visible transformation in the lives of the believer. Newness of life. What are the newness of life? I used to lie. I'm no longer lying. It must be visible. It must be visible in your words. What are the newness of life? I used to cheat people. I'm no longer cheating people. What are the newness of life? I used to scam people on the internet. But now, I'm not going to scam anybody again. Somebody made a statement that made me understand how stealing is. He said, anything that you steal, you have limited yourself to it. If you steal 1,000 pounds, that means you are worth 1,000 pounds. That's why you stole it. We must demonstrate it physically. If it cannot be seen, you cannot enjoy the power in it. It must be visible. Somebody say it must be visible. It breaks the dominion of sin. So we can know, we live to please Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? All things what? And all things have become what? So your old life must be dropped today. Drop it. Somebody who are hearing me, you still drink. You are still drinking. So I take it for medication. God help you. It has the best medication that you can take for yourself. God help you. And NHS will tell you, when you drink and drink and drink, and you are setting challenges, they will not consider you. They will consider the person who is not drinking. Please drop it. That is one of the visible evidence of the resurrected Christ. All things were buried. Now your life is new. Somebody say new. I pray that the new things will impart on your life physically. By this new life, every system in your body will become new. New kidneys, new liver, new intestine. Whatever that was not working before, from this afternoon, they start working for you. Romans 6 verse 14. Romans 6 verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over us again. Somebody say, it is enough. No more sin in my life. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. Ephesians 2 verse 1. And he has quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sins. He has quickened us. He has raised us up together and to sit together with him in heavenly places. What is the number two evidence or the power? It eradicates shame and reproach. Eradicate shame and reproach. The power of his resurrection removes shame and wipe away reproach, replacing that with glory, dignity, and divine identity. Today, your identity has changed for good. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 43. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is raised in glory. The 2 Peter 1, verse 3. According as the divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to glory. I pray for you, anything bringing shame in your life, today an end has come to it. Every form of reproach in your career by the power of the resurrection, they are all taken away. Number three, the power of resurrection takes captivity captives and set us free. It takes captivity captives and set us free. Set us free. Somebody, your freedom has finally come. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Ephesians 4, verse 8. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. So the power of his resurrection is a liberating force. Somebody says a liberating force. It breaks the chain of every form of captivity. So anyone in any form of captivity of sin, captivity of failure, captivity of stagnation in your life, by the power of his resurrection, your liberty has finally come. This afternoon, I decree your liberation right now. Hear me, it's no coincidence that you belong to the liberation commission. So whatever that is holding you down, holding your marital dignity, frustrating your career, affecting your business, today they are declared broken. Captivity, it breaks every chain, every form of captivity. Look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. This shows that the resurrection power publicly defeated every power of darkness. So your freedom has finally come. Somebody say, my freedom has finally come. Declare that confidently. Declare that boldly. Declare that confidently. So from today, you are no longer under any form of captivity again. You are now walking in the liberty of God. Not in a bondage again. Somebody say, I have authority over forces that once controlled me. So they used to control you before, but from today, your position has changed. Church, you say, my position has changed. Your authority level has changed. You are seated in the heavenly realm. Far, somebody say far. Above every form of oppression. Far. God's servant was sharing yesterday also one of his teachings. That some group of people decided to attack the church. They wanted to attack with their chapel. So they went to the church, and when they got there, they saw that there was tongues of fire covering everyone. They couldn't gain access to anybody. Do you want to hear the good news? You are dangerously protected. So they told themselves, now that we can't touch anyone because of the tongues, now let's look for the man himself. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. When they were looking for him, he was far above. Because of his mentality. He knows where he belongs. So from today, you don't belong there. When they are looking for you, they will be looking up. They will be looking up. Because you are far. Somebody say, I'm far. You will no longer be toyed again. Anything that does your life from today will go down for your sake. Why? Number four. The resurrection power empower us to walk in the supernatural. To walk in the supernatural. To walk in the supernatural. All those who be doing OB, this is one of the new courses that has been introduced. If you have not registered, please register now. You are going to go into details how to operate in the supernatural. The resurrection power empowers us to walk in the supernatural. The power of its resurrection elevate us from the natural realm into the supernatural realm. Look at 1 Corinthians 15 verse 44. This will surprise you. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 44. It is sown in a natural body. It is raised spiritual. Somebody say spiritual. There is a natural body and there is what? There is what? Not everybody on the street are human beings. There are some people who are highly demonized. And there are some people who are highly divinized. So not everybody. There are people who are in the natural realm, and there are people who are walking in the spiritual realm. From today, your position has changed. I say your position has changed. The resurrection power has elevated you from the natural realm into the supernatural realm. The supernatural realm is where everything answers. When there is no frustration, where there is no stagnation, where there is no failure, I decree upon you that business of yours will flourish. That career of yours will flourish. Why? You are divinized. I'm divinized. That means you carry God inside you. You carry God inside you. Hear me. Whatever dares you from today will go into the grave. You didn't hear me. I said, whatever dares you from today will go into the grave. Because the supernatural will clothe you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Ephesians 2, verse 5. And when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, and has raised us up together, made us to sit together. Where? In the heavenly places. In where?
Christ Jesus.
John chapter 3, verse 31. He that cometh from above is what? Is above all. So you are above struggles. You are above failure. You are above stagnation. You are above sickness. Declare to yourself, I'm above all. Declare that again. And now say, I am empowered to live above every natural limitations. I'm empowered to live above every natural limitation. I carry heaven identity. I carry heaven identity. So this week, your statement must carry power. Your voice must carry power. This chicken heart that you take for interview is replaced with a lion heart. They are asking you a question and you cannot even answer. You are just jittling as if there's nails on the chair. Sit down confidently. Eyeball to eyeball. Somebody's eyeball to eyeball. They are looking at you and you are just moving your neck here and there. They can't see the confidence there. Because you are demonized, when they are demonized, they can't reject you. Because the power that you carry is stronger than their power. He said, greater is he. Say that to yourself now. So you are operating in the supernatural. The power of his resurrection will dignify you. Number 5, it quickens our mortal body. Quickens our mortal body for health and vitality. Quickens our mortal body. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. So resurrection power is life in motion. Somebody say life in motion. It flows from your spirit into your body, bringing strength, renewal, and wholeness. Hear me, it is not only limited to your spiritual transformation. It impacts every part of your body. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. That's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Romans 8, verse 11. We are all going to read it together. Romans 8, verse 11. Let's go. Raise Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit. Can you see? Look at the first one, capital S. It raised Christ from the dead. So that is the spirit of God. And now look at the last one, capital S. It dwells inside you. So who's inside you? You know, you can't even say it. Who's inside you? Who's inside you? The spirit of God is God himself. So you are dangerously protected. From today, your sleep will be peaceful. You are in the air, it will land safely. You are driving, you arrive safely. Because the one inside you will manipulate everything around you. Anything they dig for you, it will never locate you. Because you are divinized. Somebody say, I'm divinized. So it quickens our mortal bodies. That is why I have good news for anybody called sick. That your kidney is quickened. Your metabolism systems are quickened. Every organ in your system are quickened. From today, sickness loses its hold in your life. Let that amen show it. Declare to yourself, I carry the life of God. I'm empowered to walk in health, not in weakness. Not in weakness. Not in weakness. I resist every form of sickness and infirmity. That will be your testimony from today. Number six, empowered to walk in financial prosperity. Empowered to walk in financial prosperity. Resurrection power does not only secure spiritual blessings, it empowers a life of all-round prosperity. All-round prosperity. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, that through his poverty ye might be what? Rich. Revelation 5 verse 12. What is the lamb that was straight to receive power and riches? Philippians 4 verse 19. My God shall what? Supply. All what? According to? In where? In where? Stop looking at your bank account. Your riches is in glory. Your riches. Say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know how many bills I need to pay. It's because you think you have more bills. That's why you're having more bills. But I am rich in glory. I am not there, but I'm getting there. Because my glory is being changed every day. Soon and very soon, I'll be there. So you are rich in glory. You are not rich by your work. You are rich in Christ. Somebody can be rich in their work and can service all money on health. But when you are rich in glory, it takes away sickness. It takes away anything that eats people's money. From today, poverty will never locate you. Poverty will never locate you. Declare, I am redeemed from lack and empowered for abundance. I am redeemed from lack and empowered for abundance. Number seven, the power of his resurrection subdue our enemies under our feet. Subdue our enemies under our feet. And Christ, God shall bruise him, Satan, under our feet shortly. So they are under our feet. So no longer tormenting you again. Whatever that is under your feet cannot rise above you. So all the powers of the enemy, where are they? Where are they? Can you begin to show that? Can you demonstrate it? Can you show that? Sickness, where are they? Failure, where are they? Stagnation, where are they? Poverty, where are they? They are under your feet. So when that sickness comes here, you came too late. You are under my feet. If they think they want to frustrate you, men and brethren, you came too late. All your gang up, they are under my feet. Anything under your feet will never rise above you. From today, sickness will never locate you. Poverty will never locate you. Lastly, the power of his resurrection destroyed the power of death. The power of death and the grave arrayed against us. Every form of death is canceled right now. It's canceled right now. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews 2, verse 14. Hebrews 2, verse 14. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, him also likewise took the same, that through death he might destroy him that had, somebody say had, the power of death. That is who? The devil. And deliver them through fear of death, where their lifetime subject to bondage. He used to have it, but the power of resurrection, Jesus took it away from him. Revelation 1 verse 8, the key is, Jesus is holding that key in your favor. He is holding that key in your favor. So every form of death is canceled right now. Declare to yourself, I'm no longer under the fear of death. The power of grave is broken. It's broken over my family. Oh, broken over my life. I walk in victory, not in bondage. Rise to your feet and begin to celebrate him now. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. The power of the grave is under your feet. The power of death is under your feet. I walk in victory. I'm not walking in bondage. Somebody celebrate this good God now. Give him all the thanks.
Give him all the praise. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Amen. All these blessings, if you marked it, it started with new life. New life, sir. It is dangerous to talk against your enemies whilst you are in their camp. They will kill you. But when you escape, you have translated. You are no longer earthly, but you are heavenly. Their itinerary cannot reach. Every itinerary has a limitation. They can't reach you. So if I were you, the first thing first, you want these blessings to chase you this week, take a bold step that Jesus, I need you first. Because when it's resident in you, you become divine. You become untouchable. Because the greater one inside you, resident in you, can never see you to be molested, to be afflicted, and to be defeated. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, say, Jesus, I need my life to be surrendered to you. What a day to give your life to Christ. Resurrected Sunday, I strongly believe, is a day that you never forget in your life. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, wherever you are, boldly, confidently, lift up your right hand so that I can pray with you. Nobody's looking at you. God always go with his instructions. Until you follow his instructions, hear me, these blessings will be a slogan. Please lift up your right hand. I want to see it. Nobody is watching you. It's between you and your God. Lift it up boldly, confidently. God bless you. God bless you. You have lifted up your right hand. Take a bold step. Come to the altar now. I want to pray with you. God is in a hurry to release the blessings upon our life. Anybody that you lifted up your right hand, take that bold step now. We are waiting for you now. Take that bold step. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. Don't let anybody confuse you. The resurrected power is about to be manifested in your life. Wherever you are, take that bold step now. Church, let's celebrate God as they make their way to the front now. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Come to the front for us to pray with you so that your life can be a habit, it can be an environment for God to resident in. Take a bold step now, quickly now. We are waiting for you now. We are waiting for you now. We are waiting for you now. Say, Jesus, I need you into my life. I need you into my life. I need you into my life. I want to experience the resurrection power in my life. Take that bold step now. We are waiting for you now. Take that bold step now. Come to the altar so that we can pray with you now. Come to the altar so that we can pray with you now. Quickly, don't waste time. Time is not on our side. Take that bold step. Say, Jesus, I need personal encounter with you. I need you into my life. My life has not made meaning. Nothing seems to be working. But today, I surrender all to you. You can't surrender all to him and you not take over everything over your life for you. Please, we are waiting for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your hands. Begin to appreciate God now. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Thank him and thank you for the blessings of today. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now let's celebrate God.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.